Welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and a big hello, because we've got a brilliant show in store of something called Freak Beat, the point in time in British rock where beat music got heavier and more interesting and rougher, often by mod bands, but didn't quite reach the steps of psychedelia that we got a little bit later in the decade. So we kicked off around the 1965 time, which is where our first song was, and we end in 1967. So the first song is just a brilliant, brilliant classic. The Eyes with When the Night Falls, released on Mercury in 1965. It's interesting actually hearing the demos of that song, because the earlier versions of it were perfectly listenable, really good song. But there was no feedback on the track, really. And what the lead guitarist Chris Lovegrove did to the song in terms of really getting a bit more sort of feedback and clashing guitars in there really kind of brought it up another notch, and was, you know, one of the formative singles for that kind of feel, Freak Beat feel, heavier than beat but not quite psych. The song got a lot of radio airplay, but like their other singles over the next year, that unfortunately they did not chart. Now, before we get deeper into the show, there's lots going on in the world of the Strange Brew at the minute, loads going on. Actually, I mean, I bumped into Neil Innes last week, who gave the Strange Brew his seal of approval. We've got a quick thing about that on the front page of thestrangebrew.co.uk. We've also got a review of a great band called The Chemistry Set, who've got a fantastic new single out called Impossible Love, and you can hear the single on our front page. Fui de Mer have a great space rock vinyl LP and double single set called Rocketing Through Space, worth the price alone for Look of Eden Hall's cover of Sid Barrett's Lucifer Sam. Plus, our articles section is really blossoming, actually. We've got loads more of stuff on there, photos and interviews. It's kicking off with journalist Nick Warburton presenting his epic two-part story of Hedgehoppers Anonymous on The Strange Brew, which covers all the band's career kind of from the early 60s into the early to mid 70s when the band's lineup changed completely. Really, really interesting story, some great pics and some video links actually, so you can get to hear some of their material. Well worth checking out. We'll be hearing one of Hedgehopper's anonymous Fleet Beat singles a little later in the show. But now our second song is by the mysterious British guitarist Pete Miller, who cuts some quite cult singles back in the 60s and amassed quite a reputation among psychedelic collectors. Starting out, he was a member of Peter Jay and the Jaywalkers and went solo in late 1965 with Baby, I've Got News For You. Got a bit of a Trogs feel with Lot Fuzzy guitar. Billed simply as Miller, Pete was backed on the recording by Peter Frampton and members of The Herd, actually. His next single wasn't until two or three years later, in 1968, with a song called Cold Turkey, which is ranked among the greatest psychedelic records of all time, in fact, by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pete, I think he's based in San Francisco at the minute, but all his demo collection and albums are worth checking out. So this is Miller, as it was billed out, just Miller, with Baby, I've Got News For You. Brilliant, brilliant Fleet Beat single, so enjoy this one.
Baby, I've got news for you. I've gone bought new shoes for you. They just look such a pretty blue. I had to bring them straight to you.
These superb songs just keep coming and coming. Another exceptional piece of Fleet Beat there. Miller with Baby, I've Got News For You, back from 1965. Another song from that year was The Sorrows with Baby, which they released on single on the Piccadilly label. The Sorrows were considered perhaps to be one of the archetypal Fleet Beat bands. They were formed back in Coventry in 1963 by Pip Witcher. The Sorrows at the time were one of the most aggressive, hardest and contemporary R&B bands of the era, kind of associated very much so with the brand of music later termed as Freakbeat. One of the most overlooked bands of the British invasion, The Sorrows, later went to Italy and made some great recordings. There's a LP out called The Sorrows in Italy that's well worth looking into. Their lead singer, Don Farden, became a solo artist and had a big hit with Indian Reservation. We played Don quite a while back on The Strange Brew. So this is The Sorrows with Baby.
Can you hear me calling you, baby? Don't you know that wanting you, every time I see you I just go to pieces. Yeah, won't you see you love? My baby, always you, baby, make me happy, whole life through. If you let me kiss you, I just go to pieces. Yeah, won't you see you love?
Sorrows with Baby. We've got loads of great stuff coming up, like The Creation, The Artwoods, Headchoppers, Anonymous, who we mentioned before, Wimple Witch, The Craig, Fleur de Lis, some people you will have heard of, like Mark Boland, Small Faces, and some you may not, like Roger Young. We finished very strongly with Billy J. Kramer, The Sin, and finally, an amazing song by The Attack called Any More Than I Do. But our next song is by an act called The Birds with a number called No Good Without You Baby, the last song from the show from 1965. They released it on Decca as a single. Now, The Birds were a really popular R&B band during the mid-60s. Didn't record that many songs, only releasing four singles. Their early material was quite a hard R&B, playing that kind of material, but it later became a bit more Motowny, or got that sort of feel. The most well-known former member of the Birds is Ronnie Wood, who of course later joined the Faces and is extremely well-known as the guitarist in the Rolling Stones. The band, however, in the spring of 1965, there was a bit of controversy around them because the American Birds with Mr. Tambourine Man were climbing up the charts, whereas the British Birds, spelt with an I as opposed to the American Y, brought legal action against the American band, and there was lots of press coverage at the time. But this didn't really help the British Birds very much, and in late 65, not that long after our next number, No Good Without Your Baby, one of their main members, Kim Gardner, quit the band and joined The Creation, who we'll hear after this song, The Birds, with No Good Without Your Baby.
Baby, Don't be far, you walk away. Here's one thing I've got to say. I'll be no good without you, baby. I'll be no good without you, baby. Well, I got money and I got fame, but if you leave me, it don't mean a thing. That's why I'm begging, baby, please don't go. That's why I'm trying, girl, to let you know. That's why I'm trying, babe, to make you see just how much you mean to me. Sorry, and I'll be no good without you, baby. I'll be no good without you, baby. Well, take my loving and take my fame, 'cause if you leave me, they don't mean a thing. But I'll keep on begging, baby, please don't go.
So that was the Byrds with No Good Without Your Baby. Now, I previously mentioned that Kim Gardner quit the band and joined The Creation. Well, of course, we've got to play The Creation next with one of the stonking freak beat singles ever made, a song called Making Time. The band's style was kind of similar to the Who and the Kinks in a sort of pop art style. In fact, all three acts were in their early days produced by Shel Talmy. Their first single, Creation, Making Time, released in 1966, June, I think, reached number 49 on the UK charts. Ronnie Wood actually became the band's guitarist in 1968, so that's a further link there with the Byrds. Lead guitarist Kenny Pickett actually co-wrote Clive Dunn's number one Grandad single and was a roadie for Led Zeppelin. But here's the Creation's finest hour, Making Time.
Yeah.
the brilliant incendiary making time by The Creation. It doesn't get any better than that. Now to the Atwoods with I Take What I Want. It was their fourth single, which took Sam and Dave's original to another level, really. The band had quite a pedigree and were formed by lead singer Art Wood, Ronnie's brother, in 1964. John Lord was an organ later in Deep Purple, and drummer Keith Hartley, well known in his own right, as well as being in John Mayall's Blues Breakers. So I Take What I Want, also covered by the Hollies, but this version is far better by the Atwoods. With I Take What I Want, released on Decca in 1966. Now to another Decca band, actually. In fact, our next single was released in this year, Hedgehoppers Anonymous with Daytime. However, before we play that one, the full story of the band in all its detail, all its lineup changes, great photos, clips of many of their great singles is on the article section of thestrangebrew.co.uk and written by great journalist Nick Warburton. The band were best known for its Good News Week, written by Jonathan King. The follow-up single was almost as good, Don't Push Me, but unfortunately that second single, Don't Push Me, failed to chart, so the band began to scout around for suitable material to record for that all-important third single. In April 66, the musicians discovered a demo recording of Wild Thing at Dick James Music and decided to record a version. Release date was set for the Hedgehoppers Anonymous Wild Thing. But ultimately, the track and the release was overruled by Jonathan King and the head of A&R at Decca. And instead, the band, as their third single, released King's ballad Baby You're My Everything. Unfortunately, Baby You're My Everything did not chart, while the Trogs took Wild Thing to the top of the charts. So the band took creative control for their fourth release and arguably their finest outing on disc. the mod Freakbeat classic Daytime with some great guitar and a little bit of a psychedelic undertone, so that Freakbeat feel. Daytime should have been massive and put Hedgehopper's Anonymous back near the top of the charts. And in fact, despite charting in Scandinavia, the single did not break through in the UK. Unfortunately, Decca started to lose interest in the band, but the band continued for quite a number more years in various guises. So here's Hedgehopper's Anonymous with the great Daytime. Daytime! Single and not that widely heard, Daytime by Hedgehopper's Anonymous. Read the exclusive full story of the band at the Strange Brew website. Now to our first double header of the show. Firstly, another great band, Wimple Winch, with their song Rumble on Mersey South Square, released on Fontana in 1966. They were kind of one of those acts who were ahead of their time, and despite a lack of commercial success in the mid-60s, their popularity has just grown over the years. From Liverpool, they were first known as the Four Just Men, and they released two beat singles, but by 66 they changed their name and took on a more aggressive direction, first with Save My Soul, and then the heavy and complex Rumble on Mersey South Square, which we'll hear shortly. When their gear was lost in a fire in 1967, they called it a day, but some of their psychedelic demos from the time surfaced later, and all of their material is highly prized. Vocalist D. Christofoulos later starred in Jesus Christ Superstar and Joseph in the 70s, and then the common factor with the second song in our first double header is that it was also a single A-side from Fontana back in 1966. Birmingham band The Craig are best known for this sizzling slice of Freakbeat, I Must Be Mad, produced by Larry Page. Drummer Carl Palmer and guitarist Rick Pannell went on to form prog band Galliard. So here's The Craig with I Must Be Mad, but first here's Wimple Winch with Rumble on Mersey South Square.
Oh. all is peace and quiet in our little town. The police are all tired, their feet don't touch the ground. People watching TV, people eating their tea. They can't see like me. There's trouble coming down. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight. So keep yourselves out of sight. Keep your doors locked up tight. 'Cause there's going to sure are tough, so are the gang from the way. Don't be speaking leather, that's sure enough. I don't know which gang is the best. See the sticks, see the stones, see them run the color. Some are small, some are tall, but it doesn't matter. Some will stand, some will fall, and there's some will stagger. Leader falls with his hands over his face. Someone else is standing there to take his place. And there are bodies lying all over the place. And they fight,
and they fight,
and they fight,
and they fight,
how they fight,
and they fight,
and they fight,
and they fight.
And quiet in our little town. The police have retired, they put the trouble down. People are all sleeping, people finished peeping. They can't see me creeping. There's no one left around. The stars are shining bright. The stars are shining bright. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the fight.
Not going to Mersey Square. Not going to Mersey Square. Not going to Mersey Square.
Help myself for the way I feel. Help myself, 'cause my love is
two sizzling slices of freak beat, Wimple Winch with Rumble on Mersey South Square, and The Craig, I Must Be Mad, both single A-sides from Fontana in 1966, next to one of the recognised great freak beat singles, Le Fleur de Lis with Mud in Your Eye. The band had a wealth of members in their lifetime from 64 to 69, with drummer Keith Guster being their only ever present member. Jimmy Page, in fact, produced their first couple of singles, and their Reflection CD collects all their great releases. So here's Les Fleurs de Lis with Mud in Your Eye.
You're driving me mad, you're making me sad, you're treating me bad. Soon, the teardrops will stop and we'll be apart. Now, isn't that sad? My door running round, my life's going down. Not so dim.
Fleur de Lis with Mud in Your Eye, universally recognised as one of the defining freak beat tracks. Next, our second and last double header of the show. It wouldn't be The Strange Brew without a few artists that are universally well known, and something, if you're not totally familiar with the era and some of the material, you'll have something to really pin down the theme of the show to. So first we've got Mark Bolan with The Third Degree, way back from Decca in 1966. The legendary T-Rex frontman needs no introduction. All of his first three singles, including The Third Degree, which was his second, did not chart. However, they really demonstrate, alongside his subsequent work in John's Children, that he was rocking well before his controversial switch from acoustic to electric guitar in Tyrannosaurus Rex. Great track, The Third Degree. And then we move into The Small Faces with Understanding, which was the B-side to their number one UK single, All or Nothing, which is just an amazing song. Third Degree by Mark Bolan and The Small Faces Understanding are both available on Decca's Freebeat Scene CD compilation. So first, Mark Bolan with The Third Degree, and then The Small Faces in their prime, their B-side, Understanding.
Everywhere I go, people question me. She read my head and I can see. Philosophizing that psychiatrist, closing up my mind in darkness. Beware of the third degree. Everywhere I go, people follow me. Look, this smile they cannot see. I am too much for them to take in. They only say that I am faking. Beware of the third degree.
Understanding.
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 Ha!
another great doubleheader. Matt Bolan with The Third Degree and The Small Faces with Understanding, both released on Decca in 1966. Also from this year is a much rarer single, Roger Young with It's Been Nice. The track, actually, in its original single, sold on eBay earlier this month for over £300. The B-side, which is what we'll be hearing, is much better than the doomy ballad No Address, which is still pretty good. Anyway, this is Roger Young with It's Been Nice, another great piece of freak beat.
Maybe it's been nice, but now you sit way through. Baby, don't think twice, stop making me feel blue. You think I'll be sad, but in a few days I'll be glad it's been nice. Oh yeah, one more now. It's been nice, but since you said goodbye, I've been as cold as ice. But I soon start to fly. You think that I'm demoralized, but in fact I'm open-eyed. It's been nice. Oh yeah, it's been nice now. It's been good. Yeah. Here we go. But in a few days I'll be glad it's been nice. Oh yeah, it's been nice. Loving you has been good. But since you say goodbye, I've been as cold as ice now. But I'll soon start to fly. You think that I'm demoralized, but in fact I'm open-eyed. It's been nice. It's been nice, it's been good. Oh, loving you has been fine. Oh, you were mine. But my time is through. I know loving you. Yeah.
That was Roger Young with It's Been Nice. Now we move on a year to 1967 and William Ashton's second solo single. And the A-side was the Bee Gees' Town of Tuxley Toymakers, a great cover. But the B-side was the heavier and catchy Chinese Girl. In fact, William Ashton is Billy J. Kramer, and it was his second solo single after splitting from the Dakotas. And the B-side, Chinese Girl, is a brilliant song, so enjoy this one.
Listen to my story, take a trip in. weaker when she wants me. I can hold her down. Just one look over her shoulder and I must bow down.
Not the best lyrics of the show for a number of reasons, but a brilliant guitar riff, Billy J. Kramer, Chinese Girl. Now we have The Sin We've Grounded, which was the B-side to Created by Clive, released on DRAM in 1967. We heard the Attacks version of Created by Clive on our Summer of Love show. Now, Sin are best known because Chris Squire and Peter Banks later formed Yes, the prog rock legends, of course. Their original Sin compilation is all good despite no charting material. The band reunited in 2004, in fact, with Chris, and released their full first studio album, Sin Destructible, in October 2005. 20th Century Guitar magazine described Sin Destructible as one of the best prog rock albums of the new century and a masterpiece of beat prog. Now, the band Sin are still going around original guitarist Steve Nardelli, but without its Yes members, and are due to release a new album this year, so still going strong. So here's The Sin with Grounded. Excuse to play that song for quite a few years now on The Strange Brew, The Sin We've Grounded, love it. Now our last song of the show, The Attack with Any More Than I Do, the single B-side to Hi-Ho Silver Lining, released on Decca in 1967. Yes, the B-side to Hi-Ho Silver Lining. They claimed in the press at the time that Jeff Beck stole the track The Attack, lost out in the chart battle. Any More Than I Do was adapted by John Peel for one of his Radio London jingles. However, before we go into that sizzling slice of Freakbeat, just got time to tell you that next month's show is focusing on artists, British artists, who went abroad and plied their trade and released tracks over there, such as Hedgehoppers Anonymous. Check out part two of their story for their tales of when the band in another guise went to South Africa. And honestly, there's some really, really good material coming next month, so very excited about that. And also, there's possibly some more interviews going on the site before that show as well. Lots to look forward to. But here's The Attack with Any More Than I Do. May the brew go with you until next month.
Standing in shadows, sitting in the park, wonder why we got.